We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship today, I'm in Acts chapter 17, this tremendous passage of Paul addressing the men of Athens there at Mars Hill. And he speaks to them and says, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands as though he needeth anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. And then there's this statement, verse 27, that they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. You think about the fact of creation. You think about the fact that he giveth life to all. Every child that's born received their life from whom? God Almighty. And we find here this desire of God that all the nations of the world should seek after him. Now, does every nation of the world and every people group and every person seek after the Lord? No, they don't. But that's God's desire, that they should seek after him, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Isn't it interesting? God has called those that are without Christ, those who are sinners, blind. They're blind. They're blinded by sin. But they can know the Lord Jesus Christ. They can find him because he is close by. They must call upon his name. I'm thinking in relationship to our Faith Promise Month, as I share these verses of Scripture, we have an opportunity to help support missionaries who are around the world spreading the gospel so that blind sinners can hear the message of the gospel and know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I don't know about you, but I can't understand those who find no vision to do that. I struggle with that. I struggle with those that say, well, we don't need to be supporting missionaries, you know. Somebody will go and present them with the gospel. We don't need to do that. Why would God take as much time as he did in the Scriptures to encourage us to be his ambassadors, to go and to teach all nations? God has told us to do that. We have a responsibility. Why? Because he desires to save sinners and bring glory to the name of his Father. I pray that the Lord would give us a spirit and attitude of giving. Even though we may not be able to go to a place like Haiti, Royden Saul is there, and he needs our support. We may never go to a place as far away as China, but God has Don and Michelle. We may never be able to go to the Philippines, but God has put Glenn Namok there and Phil Frazier and his wife Rachel and many, many others that are there on the ground. And they need our support. We need to give, and we need to give heartily because we are coming to the end of time. We are coming to the day when that trumpet will sound. And we are going to be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. And we want to do as much as we can to bring as many lost sinners to Christ as we can. And that means that you and I have to get involved. We cannot just sit week after week after week and do nothing. There are people in our community, there are people in our neighborhoods that are as lost as they can be. And you've got the light. You've got the gospel. Oh, how we need to reach out and to share that good news with those around us. God, help us to be that. It's his will, it's his desire that as many lost sinners come to him as possible. He's near to them. And we must understand that it's our responsibility to point them to the Savior.